if you look back about 10, 15 years ago, there was quite a lot of international capital that was driving development activities in the continent, and some of that capital was well rewarded. Other returns were perhaps lackluster, and therefore, at a certain point in time, there was a pullback of that capital. But what we're starting to see now is domestic capital sources, institutional capital sources, starting to channel flows into the sector. And if I think about it from my perspective, I think that capital source is probably a lot more sustainable for the markets. The better understanding of the risk reward parameters of those markets, of the market from that capital source, that capital source can obviously be more patient, and more understanding of the evolution trajectory of different markets or different segments in the market. And I think with that forming a base for the sort of the next level of growth in the various property segments, you would then potentially see the increased crowding in of probably international capital. They always talk about the fact that you have to sort of establish and build the market domestically first, and then you are then able to mobilize it or mobilize or monetize it more sustainably with support from sort of international capital sources flowing into the market. So the international capital sources haven't stopped. They just the but the rate of growth has reduced from where it used to be about 10 years ago in terms of trajectory. But you're now seeing a replacement of that with family offices, domestic capital sources, domestic institutional capital sources from pension funds and the like.